It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Listen, the pandemic has brought light to many existing issues within families, companies, schools, government, and just about any institution where people are present. What is the predominant issue, you may ask? Well, it's about how we're using our minds. Today, our show is called The Courage to Use Brain Power to Accomplish Anything. And I have three guests which will reveal the secrets to unleashing the latent power of your mind. But before I get to my guest, I want to give a shout out to a product, one of my sponsors here, JBK Wellness Labs. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, if you'd like to tell, if you'd like to find out about how to do that, you want to talk to JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Kroger, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step, from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your product or service to the next level and get it to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com. Again, jbkwellnesslabs.com. So hope you'll check them out. All righty. Well, listen, today is an amazing day to really step into having a healthy mind. You may ask, what is a healthy mind? Well, that's a good question. So let me give you some questions to ask yourself to see if your mind is really healthy. So here they are. First, do you get upset easily? Second, do you worry about the future? Are you afraid of losing what you have? Are you afraid of maybe not getting what you want? Are you using drugs or alcohol or food or any substance to self-medicate? So if you said yes to any of these questions, then I believe you need to think about improving your mind. You know, a healthy mind is a mind that's calm in all circumstances. Mental health comes with the ability to free the mind from worries of the past and present difficulties. Free your mind from stress, free your mind from anxiety and emotions quickly. Some people are good at really living in the past, but I say forget the past. And so others are worried about their future. Forget the future. What we really have to do is notice what's going on in this present moment. You know, if you are a person that is really watching TV a lot, you're emotionally upset, you're going into a place where, wow, this pandemic is impacting me. You know, they tell me one day to wear a mask, the next day not to wear a mask. One day to social distance, the next day not to social distance. I'm supposed to wait for the vaccine. No, I'm supposed to get healthy and build my immune system. What is it? If that's creating conflict for you and you're worried about things, then you might want to allow yourself to get in the present moment, notice what's going on right now in your world, and allow yourself to just be happy. What happened to the art of being happy no matter what comes our way, right? I think it's a lost art, especially when I go to the grocery stores and I look at people and I look in their faces and I can honestly see and feel their concern, their worry. Now, listen, do some people need to be worried? Of course. You know, if you're a person that's up in age and you have multiple health challenges, I would definitely be sending my grandkids to get my food. I probably wouldn't even go out there. But if you're a healthy, vital individual who's been out and taking care of your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul, there's nothing really to worry about for you. So that's kind of my message today. Now, listen, I wrote a book called The Courage to Change Everything. Why did I write that book? I wrote it because I wanted you to have a healthy mindset. I want people to be able to look inside of themselves on a daily, consistent basis and get what they need, get the inspiration you need, get the courage you need, get the questions that can drive your mind into the right direction for you. Remember the mind, right? If you've been on the show for a while, you know the mind is over the emotions. The emotions are over actions, actions over results, and results over your destiny. But the mind, it all starts in your mind. So if you have a healthy mind, life is going to get better for you. If you don't, it's probably not. Anyway, if you want to check out that book, you want to go to courage2change.com, courage2change.com. All righty. Well, listen, I want to introduce my first guest today. And her name is Kate Lance. And Kate is a founder and CEO of MindBridge. This is a UK-based global leadership company specializing in the power of modern neuroscience and releasing latent brain potentials. She is the lead author of All Brains in the Business, The Engendered Brain in the 21st Century Organization. Kate, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. I know it's late over there in England for you, but hey, welcome.
Good. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
The mind. How did you get in the mind business?
How did I get in the mind business? I got it. I've been working in leadership coaching and team development for the last 20-something years. And I got into it when I was coming out of the corporate sector, where I was a general manager for Diageo, the big spirits producing company. And I just was very interested in what makes people tick at work, and how do you get the best out of their brains. And the last since the financial crisis, actually, I've been doing doctoral research into how do you create conditions for optimal brain performance. We are our brains,
and I think that's the whole question right now. You know, a lot of people I see are not using their brains in a way that makes a lot of sense. In fact, in our country, there's a lot of common sense is a little uncommon right now in some areas. It may be the same in England, but how do we? Let me just ask you: how does the brain work? And how does it impact people's lives?
Absolutely. No, thanks for the question. And if I may, I'll just kind of share my brain with you to talk about how the brain does work. So it evolved in three phases. So this part here, the brain stem, that was the earliest part in evolutionary terms, so about 360 million years old. That does all the automatic stuff in your body. And we've inherited that from our reptile ancestors. When the first mammals came on stream, then this next part of our brain, the limbic system, which is colloquially known as the emotional brain, that evolved because there was a relationship between live young and parent. So that part of the brain responds to your environment inside 85 milliseconds, so really quickly, and it responds with primal emotions. It has no rational capacity, but it is there for your protection and your survival. And many millions of years after that, the prefrontal cortex evolved. This is where our mind sits. That's the bit that is rational and does the really clever thinking for us. The cortex, the prefrontal cortex, that comes on stream at 250 milliseconds. So basically three times more slowly than we've already had an emotional response. And because we find ourselves in a pandemic, so it is a threatening situation to be in. So the limbic brain is very activated and really looking out to protect us. And if we don't manage, as you were saying at the beginning there, Ken, to calm ourselves down so that we can really soothe the emotional brain, settle down our nervous systems, and allow the cortex, the kind of clever rational part of the brain, to really engage, then we're being very limbically triggered. And so a lot of the kind of crazy reactions we're seeing are our emotional limbic reactions. And we all need to get really good at managing ourselves and soothing that part of the brain down so that we can do our best thinking. We need to now.
Into a little bit more about the not only the brain, but the male and female aspect of that brain and how we're different and how we can use that brain in, effectively, whichever sex you are. So I will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com. To schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today, our show is called The Courage to Use Brain Power to Accomplish Almost Anything. I have an amazing guest here with me. Her name is Kate Lance, and Kate is the CEO of MindBridge, a UK-based global leadership company specializing in the power of modern neuroscience. Kate, welcome back.
Thank you.
So we're talking about the brain and how the brain works and operates in stressful environments, really. But what's the difference between the man's brain and the women's brain, and how does that impact each sex?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there are differences occur on three areas. The first is brain structure. The second is the way the neural connectivity works is very different. And the third is obviously hormone levels are different. And, you know, so what kind of impact does that make? I got into this work when I was doing my doctoral research and looking at how do you create the optimal conditions for brains to perform. And as I was looking in detail at that with clients, it became very obvious that you cannot ignore gender because of these differences. So if I just talk a little bit about the connectivity, and I don't know how clearly that will show up, but the patterns are very different. So this brain at the top, the patterning is running from front to back inside each hemisphere. This is the male brain. And the brain at the bottom is the female brain, where you can see much more activity running between hemispheres. This is some interesting research that came out of the University of Pennsylvania. And so that different neural connectivity means that there's a different way of paying attention in the world. And that, you know, that may mean that men's brains are more typically going to go from information in, sensory input in, to kind of coordinated focused action out. The female brain patterning is more likely to generate a kind of emergent iterative approach to problem solving. So you'll get a kind of different take on the world. And that presents itself in all sorts of different ways in the workplace. And when it's well understood, it enables both types of brain to partner well together. When it's not well understood, it can cause all sorts of confusion. Important to say that brains are not binary. It's not like all male brains are a particular way and all female brains are a particular way. We most of us have a mix, and so we'll have sort of mixed gender brains. That said, some of the underpinning neurobiology is different. And if we know what those differences are, we can look out for them and leverage them. I mean, what my research is showing is that we're missing a trick and not accessing the best of all the brains.
Yeah, well, what are some of the differences that we're talking about here?
So the neural connectivity is one. So the way we focus our attention, and hormone levels are very different. So men's brains and bodies contain a lot more testosterone. That's the hormone that drives kind of hierarchical, more competitive behavior. Women's brains and bodies contain far more oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone, and by a factor of between 5 and 20 times in each case. So typically, women are more likely to collaborate, cooperate, and communicate in a way that is not pitching for hierarchy. So women and men can take their power differently.
Okay, so how do I apply knowing that in my life? Okay, so I'm taking my power differently than a woman. And, you know, with my wife, how can I apply that so I can have, let's say, better communication with her? We can apply that, of course, in work environments and in other environments. But yeah. How do I do that?
Yeah. So basically, what you're looking out for are what are the survive versus thrive triggers. So a brain in a thrive mode is producing the neurochemistry where it will have energy all day. It will be a happy brain. It will perform well. And because all our brains are very individual, they're unique to us. So it's like your fingerprint.
Right.
So just getting to know that your brain and getting to know the brains of your people close to you at work and at home, you can then start to tune into what those thrive triggers are and work in a brain, communicate in a really brain friendly way. And that's one of the things that I'm sort of researching and creating models that help businesses and busy people do that quickly.
Well, you know, that's really interesting, because I even started out the first part of the show and I was asking about, you know, what happened to happiness in our life, right?
Yeah.
So I would say that happiness is a symptom of a thriving brain.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
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 Well, let me flip on that. What stops the brain from thriving then?
So if the brain, and that's why I wanted to show everybody the way the brain evolved in those three stages. So if the emotional brain, which is responding far faster than the rational brain can, if it thinks that you are under threat and in danger, it will run the show. It will take over. It will dominate the blood flow and you won't be able to think well. So we have to work in a brain-friendly way, which is settle down the limbic system first, the emotional brain first, and then engage with the thinking brain, with the cortex. And there are some very simple ways that you can do that in the way that you communicate. And that's one of the things that I talk about in the book. and you know, rich communication where you start with recognition, you then flag what your intention is, you then bring in the challenge or the, you know, whatever the issue is, and then you end on a note of hope. So the recognition and intention will soothe the emotional brain. The challenge will engage the cortex, the thinking part of the brain, and describing the hope, what this all looks like when it's working really well, that will activate the dopamine, which is the reward systems in the brain. So rich communication, which is a simple but brain-friendly way of working. And the way that you would apply that to someone with a very female brain might be quite different from the way you apply it to somebody with a very male brain. And it's kind of fun to figure out what your brain sex is and where you score on the brain sex spectrum. And then you can adjust your style accordingly.
That is the where I score in the brain spectrum there. Is that on your website? Is that in the book?
That's in the book. That's in the book. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But for the people that just joined us, we're talking about all the brains in the business. And it's Kate Lance's brand new book. Kate, by the way, where can they get the book?
Oh, you can find the book on Amazon. So just do the regular search on Amazon, all the brains in the business, and you should find it pretty easily.
I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about how to manage alpha males, boys clubs, and office politics using neuroscience. So I'm excited to talk to you about that one. That'll be a good one. All righty.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
Are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Ken D. Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Listen, if you're a woman entrepreneur, I want to talk to you for a moment. There is an organization in the San Diego area, but they're around the world. It's called Women's Wisdom. And they're an organization that's been around since 1991. They bring together women entrepreneurs from around the world to help them grow their businesses and grow their life. This is an organization that can actually help you if you're an entrepreneur to really connect with other entrepreneurs and surround yourself with successful women that can really take your business to the next level. So I hope you'll check them out. They're at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. And also, I want to thank all of you for joining me. If you have been one of those people out there that is on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you've been given a shout out. So I want to thank you so much for that. Also, the way we grow our show is by you letting your friends and family and associates know about us. So if you're on social media right now, I encourage you to just share the show right now with somebody that you care about or love and somebody you know could use their mind in different ways. Or maybe in our next segment coming up, we're going to be talking about how to bring your products to market. So if that's somebody you know, now's the time to get them on the show. You can find all of our replays at voicestocourage.us. Again, voicestocourage.us. All righty. Well, welcome back. Okay, we have a guest, Kay Lance, and she is in England right now, and she is waiting for me to ask her the next question. But I want to let you know, she has a new book out right now. It's called All the Brains in the Business, The Engendered Brain in the 21st Century Organization. It's a powerful read. You can get it away on Amazon, Kate, and other areas. Yeah,
on Amazon, it's your best bet. Yeah, okay. It's available elsewhere too, but Amazon's good.
Amazon's, yeah, everything's on Amazon. Okay. Well, listen, I want to take a little deeper dive into that question. How do we manage alpha males?
There's a lot of that comes into the coaching room. So I'll give you a little case study, actually. So this is a female CEO I was working with who had just been made up into the CEO role. And really, you know, feisty, edgy, bright lady. And she had a real alpha in her team who was very challenging to her and basically trying to kind of take over and slightly run the show. And she was doing the more typical, and I don't wish to stereotype at all. So, because brains are not binary, but she was being very collaborative and asking him for feedback and what did, you know, how did he think she could improve and et cetera. Anyway, when I was talking to her about dealing with a real alpha, I said she has to match him. She had to match him, look him in the eye, make sure he was very clear that she was the boss. This was her show and she needed him to do A, B, and C. And really sort of take her authority in a way that matched the way he was challenging her. And she did that and problem solved. He kind of acknowledged her as the boss and stepped back and stopped challenging quite so much. So sometimes you need to match the type of brain that you're interacting with. And actually her attempt at being more, you know, more collaborative and communicative and asking for feedback wasn't the right thing to do in that moment. Once she'd done that, she could then have a different quality of conversation with him, but that wasn't the right starting point. He took that as weakness and he started to take advantage. So with a real alpha who's challenging you like that, that can be a really good way of approaching.
That's really good. Yeah, I'm sure that sometimes you know, women and men, we both run across the alpha male that's very stuck in their power and their ego, yeah. And you know, they everything they say they think are right. That's a challenge. That's a challenge for people. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And alpha comes in two flavors. You know, you got alpha positive and alpha negative. And, you know, with everything that's going on at the moment, we're seeing quite a lot of alpha negative behavior in the world. But, you know, alpha is not always bad by any stretch of the imagination. It's about how does it get used?
It's always how it gets used. It's always how, yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Let me just, we are in a pandemic. We are in this, in my estimation, the virus is real. The pandemic is fake. That's just my opinion. You know, people love it or hate it, but that's what I think. But in this time of crisis, whether you believe, like I do, or you have your own beliefs, which you probably do, how do we manage our brains in this, right? I mean, you're getting hit all the time with different stuff. So,
yeah, absolutely. And that, it's just as you were saying at the beginning of the show there, Ken, it's really important to find like micro strategies to calm yourself down and get your brain into thrive, because the brain will trigger into survive mode faster than it will trigger into thrive mode. So having lots of little mini strategies that get your neurochemistry into a thrive state, really useful. And it's like, back in the day when we were catching airplanes flying, it's like put your own oxygen mask on first before you try and help other people. And so, for example, one of my micro strategies, if I can feel my body getting a little bit tense and my concentration drifting, it's a piece of Mozart. It's a piece of classical music, and it just happens to hit the spot for me. And it can be whatever it does it for you, but just something that my whole nervous system knows when it hears that piece of music, it just chills down and calms down. And that shifts my neurochemistry. So having those micro strategies is cool.
You bring up a really good point. And I love the music, like listening to the same music. When you want to calm down, you listen to that same music. I have music by Enya. When I want to write for the show, I put on Enya. And my creativity opens up and I start writing. I think that works highly effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our brains we're creatures of habit. So about 45% of what we do every day is habit, which is why those kind of micro strategies and just to keeping working on doing things that are moving you towards where you want to get to habitually, even in tiny steps, that's great for your brain.
That's great. Well, listen, the book is where'd it go? Here it is. All the Brains in the Business. And it's called, the subtitle is the Engendered Brain in the 21st Organization. The author, of course, is my guest here, Kate Lance, and she co-authored that with Paul Brown. Paul's not here today, but I think he'd be proud of what we talked about. So I really appreciate you being here, Kate. Thank you so much for coming on. Again, you can get the book, All the Brains in the Business, on Amazon right now. And we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Thank you. Hi, Ken Foster here. Listen, if you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, personal care products, and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Kroger, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons, and multinational direct selling companies across the country. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs. You'll be glad you did. So I hope you'll check them out.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to my next segment. Of course, today we're talking about the courage to use your brain to accomplish just about anything. And I'm so pleased to have two of my important people in my life. They're the sponsor of this show, JBK Wellness Labs. The first I'd like to introduce is Dr. Kim. She is the chief formulation officer of JBK Wellness Labs. And what she is doing is preserving the medical history of her family and her love of medicine by helping people, and she's the formulator to help you create that product that you want to bring to market that I just talked about, whether it be a beauty product, a supplement product that you can, or a CBD product that you can start to bring that into the world. She will help you formulate every step of the way. Also on the show today, I have Craig Nandu. That's her husband. He's the president of JBK Wellness Labs, and he has in-depth experience He has in-depth experience in both formulation and business logistics of the over-the-counter personal care industry. Craig has years of executive level experience in the national products industry, specializing in the manufacturing and distribution of products for national and international retailers. Both you, Craig and Dr. Janelle, thank you so much for being here. Thank you. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a long time, Craig. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
Thank you for having me.
Let me just start with Craig real quick. How did you get into this business? I know we talked a little bit about it in the backstage, but I'd like you to tell the audience a little bit.
I think we can just start with talking about Janelle, who's also pictured here. Her family, she's had formulas that have been handed down from generation to generation for health and wellness. That also ties into beauty as well. And I've seen the benefit of those formulas in my life personally. And I knew that we had some opportunity to take this out. Janelle's mission has always been to get these formulas out to as many people as possible. And so that's become, my vision as well. We see how much these natural formulas can help people. We see it happen on a daily basis. And that's how I got into it, because I see that vision.
Dr. Janelle, I've been on your website. Some of my people that are developing a new commercial for you have been on your website lately, and they're looking and they go, man, this woman really knows how to create. She really has this mindset that is prolific. What would you say to the audience here that are thinking about, they have a product, they have an idea, they have a something that they want to bring to market? How to use their mind to do that, or what would you suggest?
I certainly appreciate that, Ken. I would begin, there's always three things that I kind of stem everything from, like the root of everything. And the first is, no matter what, you have to set your intention, which I know you do. That's how we even started the show, and I really have an appreciation for that. You have to set your intention. What is your purpose behind what you do, first and foremost? Because that's like where you see yourself going, right? Nothing changes from that. And then from that point, you have to kind of move with the Tao. It's something Craig and I talk about all the time. For some of us may understand that better as going with the flow. You have to have this goal, this purpose behind what you're doing. And then you have to be open to life and the understanding of what it is that's in front of us. My mentor always taught me there's so many times in life that a door of opportunity opens and you have to be looking out for it. And Craig, certainly you can jump in if you wish, but something we always look at JBK Wellness Labs, or whenever we have an idea that means so much to us, it's how can we get it out to the world? Because we know that something important is something that will do good, and that's where everything begins for us. And then it's moving with the flow, not always being so limited in what you think it is that you're looking for, not being so stringent to go and move with things, because if that were the case, we would never even have JBK Wellness Labs, as particularly not the divisions that we're starting everything.
So, well, one of the things I find impressive is that when I was looking at the company and deciding, wow, is this somebody I'd like to have as a sponsor on the show, I looked at where you distribute it. And you guys have really done a great job of being in companies like Urban Outfitters, CVS, Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Four Seasons. Craig, that's a no easy task to get into these companies. How did you get in there? How did you do this?
Well, I think if you start where we started, I think a lot of this show has to do with the concept of courage. And I think that, sometimes that means going down different paths than you anticipated, but you find that it's the right thing to do. For us with brands in the early days, for us, getting into with our personal brands into Whole Foods and Ritz-Carlton, for example, and other high-end hotels and spas, that was fantastic. But what we were doing is we had our own manufacturing set up, and we saw that other brands saw the power and the strength of some of the formulas that we had, and they said, can you make this for us, and can you make it for us and put it into our products? And so we had the facilities, we started to do it, and we started to see that, you know, if our goal is to get these formulas out to as many people as possible, maybe it doesn't necessarily matter if it's under one brand specifically, but maybe it's under, 10 or 20 or 30, and you know, different varying strengths, for example, in different ones. But the idea that these herbal formulas and herbs can help people in their daily lives and to heal them became kind of a different path for us, especially with the branding side of things, because we shifted from focusing specifically on one brand to now manufacturing for multiple brands. And so I think for us, that was a shift that we didn't necessarily anticipate. And there's multiple micro shifts that we could go through throughout that whole process and continue to this day, where we have to kind of shift and see where the Tao, as Janelle mentioned, is taking us. And so that's kind of where we how we arrived to where we are today.
That's really good. Janelle, let me ask you this, because I think you are such the entrepreneur, both of you are. How important is intuition in this process?
Oh, I think it's vital, actually. I certainly do. I think that's the kind of the foundation that leads everything, you know, moving from your heart and moving from your intuition.
Well, you know, the reason I say that is, there's a lot of product formulation companies out there, but one of the things that stands out is the wisdom that the both of you have engendered into this business that you can't buy from another, product manufacturer or formulator. Wisdom, and it comes from, from the intuition, right? And, I think that, and by the way, that's not just a generational thing. It's a multi-generational for you, Dr. Janelle. So your family started years ago formulating these products that you've brought to market. Is that accurate?
Actually, it's not totally accurate. And I don't always have the chance to explain this. That's what a lot of people assume. So the actual how it works is my ancestors. So that you're right, going back centuries, they're the herbologists and the doctors. They're the ones who truly centuries ago lived in the mountains. And the only way they could survive is understanding herbs. And so that's a long story short of true herbal medicine. And so it's their wisdom that's been passed on. And so clearly at this point, I'm the first woman, but in this generation, this moment in time, I am basically the guardian of those formulas. And so one of the things I'm the most proud of is I'm the first with Craig to ever let them out into the world in this way. They were not, and we had to start formulating these incredible, really they're like extracts. The most special formulations are these powerful extracts, right? And so how do we get these extracts and put them and make them into beautiful, luxurious formulas and then get them out into the world? And so that's pretty much the job that we have to do. And we take it very seriously. And of course, it's very exciting. So we were the first to start in this way.
I love it. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I want to take a deeper dive into if somebody has a product or service or an idea, what their first steps are with this. And so we'll be right back and we'll talk about that. All righty. Listen, I hope you're enjoying the great content of this show and you are letting family and friends and people know about the show. That's how we do grow the show. If you like the great content of our show, I want to mention a couple of the networks that we're on, and I want to encourage you to check those networks out. I believe that if you put good food in your mind, good things come out of your mouth and out of your life, right? So, it is about feeding the mind. One way you can feed your mind is with BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, and also UK Health Radio. All three of those networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, become the best version of yourself, find the right information to have the healthy mind, healthy body, healthy soul, so that you can really be a part of the solution in this world and not part of the problem. You can find them at ukhealthradio.com. Talk Radio nyc.nyc and bbsradio.com. Also, I hope you'll tell everybody about the network we're on right now, E360 TV, which is a great network. All righty. Well, welcome back. All right, I'm speaking with Craig Nando, and he is the you're the president of JBK Wellness Labs, and also to the founder and chief formulator of JBK Wellness Labs, Dr. Janelle Kim. All right, somebody's got an idea, Craig. They want to bring it to market. Like, what's the first step?
Yeah. Well, the first step is deciding they want to be an entrepreneur, right? It's a really exciting time for us right now because we're actually on the cusp of launching a new program, which is a white label program. In previous history, if somebody wanted to come and create and develop a custom formulation, generally the requirements are in the thousands of units per SKU. If you're launching a brand, your startup costs, including your inventory, plus all of the other costs, might put you into the hundreds of thousands, if not more, sometimes less. But what we've seen is, especially through this pandemic, is there is a huge need in the market for individuals who want to become entrepreneurs who don't have necessarily the means to start with those kinds of quantities. And so we really saw that we could be a solution for that and provide top tier products through this white label program, which will allow entrepreneurs, smaller independent companies such as day spas, et cetera, to be able to purchase products in quantities starting at a minimum of 25 units, which will give them the ability to put their own label on the product, have it displayed, and start to build their brand that way. That's kind of a broad overview, but really the first step is talking to us.
Okay, so let's say I have an idea to create a new energy bar. I'm going to call it Kenny Bars. Hey, there we go. And I want to bring that, I want to get it formulated. Dr. Janelle, what would I do?
Well, sometimes someone will come to us with a formula in mind or ingredients in mind that mean a lot to them. And they come to us to say, is this possible? How do we do this? Pretty much everyone who comes in our lab has an understanding that we have an understanding of formulation using the best quality ingredients, both east, of course, that's my route, but also west. And so they come to us for formulation, right? And like I said, sometimes they'll come to us with nothing. They just have this concept. They know that they really want to create the best bar, the highest quality ingredients made from, the proper lab that follows all the requirements for public health and customers. And so it really varies. But ultimately, you can come to us with just an idea if you so wish.
Well, one of the things that you do really well is that you have this, I guess last time you and I were talking, Dr. Janelle, is you have this legacy of goodness, right? So, it's about putting goodness into these products and services. Is that accurate or no?
One of the most important things to us, and I think what probably sets us apart from a lot of manufacturers out there, is the simple fact that we really truly care what goes out into the world. That is the purpose behind everything that we do. And anyone who comes to meet us knows this about us and the entire JBK team. And so if we have, pretty much we want to work with anyone and everyone to bring good quality products out into the world to help people. So that's the first criteria. There have certainly been times, not very many, I'm so happy to say, but there's certainly times where someone might come in without the best intentions. They don't care so much about the highest quality ingredients, and that does happen, unfortunately. And so that type of a person we probably will not work with. So it's more what we won't work with than what we will. But ultimately, if someone comes in with a correct intention, really does focus on the quality of the product, whether it be skincare to nutraceuticals to dietary supplements, that's the underlying most important thing to us.
I get it. Okay, so Craig, what would you say the most exciting thing that's happening in the space that you're in today?
Oh, there's so much that's happening all the time and evolving. We're very excited about about pursuing some projects with mushrooms right now, you know, reishi, lion's mane, for example. There's a lot of science and studies that are coming out about the power of mushrooms. And fortunately, in Janelle's lineage, there are formulas that are formed around mushrooms because the history of use goes back so far. But I'm also very excited about, you know, we've been in manufacturing products with CBD, which is kind of a hot ingredient. It has been for a while, but also some of the other cannabinoids that are coming out, such as CBN for sleep, for example, and CBG for inflammation, in addition to CBD. And so there's a lot of newness that's coming around in that area that people are going to be very interested about.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. All righty. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back, and then we'll have some final thoughts around what we're talking about here.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today, we're talking to the president of JBK Wellness Labs, Craig Mendo, and also the founder and chief formulation officer of JBK Wellness Labs, Dr. Janelle Kim. Well, we've had that little creature crawling around with us for a while in this broadcast. Not sure what that's about. Sometimes things happen when you're on the internet and we're live. So please forgive us. All right. you know, I love what we're talking about here, because we have a solution for individuals who want to really take their products and services to market. And I'm wondering, what is the most important message? I'm going to ask you this first, Craig, to anybody that's really thinking about working in the space that you're in. What would you say your message to those individuals are?
You're talking about the supplement and beauty industry?
Yeah, yes.
I would say start with a product that you believe in. And if you believe in it, then you'll do whatever you need to do to get it out there. I think that's what I would say.
Okay. And Dr. Janelle Kim, how about you?
I agree with that. Again, it's the foundation of what is the purpose behind what you're doing. And also be you know, from a more, it's funny because Craig, you answer the way I do, and maybe I'll say something that Craig often speaks on, is, you know, have a plan. Where do you want to take it to? Who is your audience? Who are the customers? Or to me, it's like the world is the clinic. Who are the people that you're wishing to touch? Because it really helps to form in our minds what it is that we want to bring to market first.
Why isn't that the truth? All righty. Well, listen, I really want to thank both of you for being part of this show today and making it special for the audience. So, there's a lot of people. I know that there are people right now that are thinking, wow, if I only could bring my family's product to market, that, you know, that product that's helping people to heal or helping them to feel better, you know, and balance their bodies, balance their system. I know they're thinking about that. So if they want to get a hold of you, it's jbkwellnesslabs.com. Is there a better way to get a hold of you, Craig or Dr. Janelle?
One of the best ways is that you always can go to our website, jbkwellnesslabs.com, as you mentioned. There's also, I have my own platform where you can get a lot of different information. It's janellekim.com is my website. But on social media, I'm really trying to, you know, be very consistent with that. In hopes of helping as many, and that's Dr. Janelle Kim. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
I'll reiterate, that's JanelleKim.com and JBKWellnessLabs.com, because it broke up a little bit.
Yeah, she did break up a little bit. All right, well, I'm sorry about the breakup a little bit today. I don't know, that happens when we do live shows. I hope you both come back on, though, so we can talk, take a little deeper dive into this subject. I know it's a subject that's near and dear to my heart, and also the hearts of my listeners. So thank you both for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Ken.
All righty. Well, listen, that's kind of our show left today. But if you're an individual that wants to really take your life to the next level, then I really encourage you to listen to these shows, because these shows, we have the most amazing guests that will give you even one insight, one shift in that mind of yours. If you get it, all of a sudden, what happens is you get inspired, and then, of course, you have to take some courageous actions, which, you know, courage is something that we develop, right? It's not something that comes natural to a lot of people. It's something we have to step into. And, you know, real courage, people have asked me about courage. Is real courage going out and rioting, or is, you know, maybe jumping off a building or running into a burning building? Well, yes and no. It does take courage to do those things. I hope you're not the one out rioting. I hope you're the one peaceful demonstrating. But it real courage is developed from within ourselves. It's something that we develop when you start to look at your own being, your own presence, what's working in your life, what's not working in your life. How can you be a more effective communicator, not only to others, but to yourself, so that you start working with your own mind and take it in a place where you're feeling peace and happiness and contentment pretty much all the time. That's the goal, mastering the mind. So I hope you'll continue on with doing that. Until next time, live with courage. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.